Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them.
There's help in a vast and rich community full of people who are like-minded, wanting to pass on their values together with you to your kids and to their kids. It's truly remarkable, and there's no one better positioned to educate your children, and there's no one who loves them more than you do.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Well, folks, this Father's Day weekend, we experienced a host of victories and more speeches from Trump to catapult many to the next level of excitement. As the Dems and the Rhinos continue to melt under the pressure, this immense push to the election day, November 5th. We're looking forward to that day, November 5th. Supposedly the greatest day in American history. It's wonderful. We have lots to uncover. Hang in there. Let's go.
Convicted criminal and build a statue in his name, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon. If the left can forgive Cardi B for roofing men and stealing from them when she was a stripper, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon.
I just love this video put together to remind us that many are going to vote for the convicted felon, President Trump, this November. Just wanted to make a quick announcement before we move on that we have new colors available on I'm Voting for a Convicted Felon. Many were asking for this, and you can see on your screen we've got that orange and that kind of a silverish gray color. So it looks like orange and blue jean color, that's what it's called. So it's available for pre-order now. Go check it out at andweknow.com and or shop.andweknow.com, and you'll get yours today. President Trump said happy Father's Day to all, including the radical left degenerates that are rapidly bringing the United States of America into the third world nation status with their many attempts to try and influence our sacred court system into breaking to their very sick and dangerous will. We need strength and loyalty to our country and its wonderful Constitution. Everything will be on full display come November 5th, just like we said, the most important day in the history of our country. Make America great again. Now, he was at Turning Point USA, and they did a big intro for him, amazing video intro. And I figured you guys might want to check this out. It is really well done. Here we go. There you go, an amazing intro for all to see at TPUSA. Man, that was powerful, great video editing and more. And if you didn't know, he had a birthday here recently, and they had a great introduction for that birthday. Thought I'd show you this. wasn't at the TPUSA, but it was in somewhere in Florida. Let me see. Let me play that out. Check this out.
It's someone's birthday. Join with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So they went on to sing happy birthday to him, and he loved it and walked around with the crowd. They gave him this amazing cake with MAGA hat on the very top. That's a pretty cool cake. U.S. flag, 45-47, and so much more. And he walks over to this group in West Palm, Florida. Here we go.
Got a lot of people outside, but I think we're going to have to keep it that way. Thank you. Well, I just want to wish a very big hello to Club 47, which used to be Club 45. Now it's 47.
Club 47.
Well, it's 45. It's going to do even better as 47. There's nowhere else I'd rather be on my birthday. It's Flag Day, my birthday. Than right here with thousands of proud American patriots from the great state of Florida.
Pretty cool. So it's good just to get the excitement up, right? To see everyone, no matter what they're going through, they have the time to gather and celebrate and yell and just have a blast together. And I tell you, with this happy birthday message, it was dropped by Dan Scavino Jr. We love the Scavino comms. He drops it 6:59 p.m. Well, 6:59 essentially means effective yesterday, if you go to the Intel board, while standing under the Statue of Freedom. The President of the United States freed those good people who are currently being blackmailed, threatened, and enslaved. Those who stood chanting USA were freed. The shot heard round the world. Isn't that something? We the People, Freedom Day, light. We hear the chanting of the USA. Who would ever thought these would fit so perfectly as Grasshopper was able to catch all of that? And that kind of reminds me of something I was going to share way later in this video, but I'll show it now since we're talking about freedom. Probably heading our way, we hope, soon. 2500 BC, Genesis 47 in the Bible says slaves were actually, we looked at the research here, you gather the information, Ted Nugent showed us that slaves owned by Pharaoh were required to pay 20% of their income, the crop harvest. Well, now you head to 2024 AD, about 4,500 years later or more. The median U.S. taxpayer pays 24.8% income tax, along with 7.65% FICA taxes. And then on his taxed income, he then pays sales tax, property tax, gas tax, and many other taxes and fees. Way worse than even the biblical time that we looked at back then. So yeah, we're hoping that we get rid of this income tax. We hope that the Fed goes away. No more Fed. The IRS hopefully will disappear, and we'll start seeing some huge freedom for many of us around this earth. And to get to that freedom, Lara Trump's working on it. She's building an army of 100,000 poll watchers and over 500 lawyers to deploy across America in November. And so if you didn't hear about that, she made an announcement at TPUSA behind a podium in Detroit suburb that she and the RNC are working to raise this huge army to deploy at all of these election sites across the country in November. So the volunteers will have three missions: watch people vote, watch people count votes, and sue anybody who gets in the way. I believe if we have a free, fair, and transparent election, that there's no question we'll be able to go to bed early on November 5th, she said, and we'll go to bed knowing Donald Trump is our next president. Lara Trump's vision is to have people in the room whenever votes are being counted or cast, and I tell you what, they're catching them already. Prosecutors, four Connecticut Democrat campaign officials charged with ballot fraud. Isn't that exciting? Ballot fraud. Each time we have an episode, it seems like we have an update where some folks were caught cheating, and they head to the slammer, we hope, for their crimes. And we hope that sends signals out to anybody else thinking about doing this, that you know what? You thought you weren't going to get caught, but they're starting to take you down. That's for sure. And so part of this, remember we talked about the taxes going away for income tax. Somebody came up with a great idea in Detroit showing, you know what? You can write on your receipt, hey, vote for Trump, and you won't have to pay taxes on your tips. How about that to all the waiters and waitresses out there? Yeah, put a little note on there. There's your way that you can support the voting that's happening. And we look forward to that because interactive polls are showing that Trump's up 56.5%, a new high, and Biden's down to 34%. And Michael Obama, or I'm sorry, Michelle is at 4.1%, and RFK Jr. is at 1.7%.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election in 2024.
That's pretty exciting stuff right there, huh? Oh, yeah. And they're all screaming USA, USA, TPUSA. We're not going to let them rig the election anymore. However, the non-citizens, they're getting voter registration forms across the United States. And how are the Republicans trying to stop it? From the New York Post.
And new this morning, multiple sources familiar with the White House's plans tell NBC News that President Biden is set to take executive action as early as Tuesday to protect hundreds of thousands of undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation.
Ah, let's get them in. Let's get them on the voter rolls. And let's maybe pay them a little bit of money. And tell them, look, you'll continue to receive these $5,000, $10,000 deposits a month into your bank account if you just go into the ballot boxes and fill them out and drop them in those ballot boxes and get that vote in for the Republican, no, the Democrat Party. That's right, because that's how they roll. Here's a little video put together for us to enjoy.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts. A tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
That's a Western Lensman putting that together. Way to go. Good information playing out as they hope to win this thing. No matter what, they're going to try to steal it. And you know, they have to raise their money and bring Obama out so that folks can get excited. And they brought him out to the stage and watch what happens here. As they bring him out, Obama's standing next to this character known as Biden, whoever he is, whatever masked man that might be. And they're on the stage. I think that's Jimmy Kimmel, the other Satanist, standing there. And then old Biden freezes up. And Obama has to trigger him and get him to move because, man, we got to lead him off the stage. Yeah, off he goes. Help him out. Got to show him how to get out that off that stage. And we have to pretend that he's real because sometimes I wonder, you know, when I watch this frozen portion of the video. Let me see if I can zoom in on that real quick. Right there. I'm going to just bring this in nice and close. And I want you to watch as he freezes up here. What does that look like to you as he turns and freezes? And frozen. Doesn't move, doesn't move, doesn't move, doesn't move. And then Obama grabs him and triggers him, says, let's go. Almost as if it's a robot, just frozen solid, and then trigger that robot to, you know, shake it just a little bit and get that machine working. Get the Tin Man out. I don't know. Kind of weird. You know, because we always wonder which face he's going to wear. We got the mask on the right side. You know, those eyes going deep inside that mask. You know, these squinty eyes. And then sometimes when they're not, the mask isn't as strengthened, they could see his eyes. And then you'd see the mask over here out stretched out just a little bit off on the eye, a little bit too much on the above the nose. And then this one here, he kind of just pushed his eyes through a little too much. And then on this side, maybe a little too much makeup there to bring out the freckles or the age spots, whatever that is. Just interesting kind of watching all of this play out, don't you think? And so really could probably use some help with that that face. Might be able to go get some LTPetClub247.com. You can actually get some amazing, amazing mushroom support. And they've got this Enforce gummies now at LTPetClub247. You guys know this product is absolutely amazing. We've gone through it extensively. We've had our interviews and more. And it's got immune system support. It's the Coriolis Versicolor with PSP and PSK, non-GMO, vegan, and kosher. It's made in the USA, all natural ingredients. It tastes delicious, and it's safe for the kids. It's perfect for the whole family. The gummies are, you know, part of the healthy choice that's on the market, free from corn syrup and artificial dyes and any GMOs. And they're proud to offer a product that's not only vegan and kosher, but also made in the USA. Folks, it is amazing because we've had so many testimonies flying in. Nevsky said they take Enforce Plus, which is for humans. I'm 61, have been battling moderately high blood pressure for 20 years. My doctor described BP meds, but they made my ankle swell up. I started taking Enforce Plus 2 months ago for a better immune system. To my surprise, my BP, my blood pressure is now normal. I was so surprised at the drop. I did not believe my own blood pressure machine, so I had it checked at my local clinic. I looked forward to my doctor to bug me about not taking their prescribed medication anymore. Isn't that something? I mean, they've got all kinds of products. They've got them for your horse, your dog, your cat. They've got it for humans and so much more. And I'm just encouraging you guys to go below this video. Click on that link, LTPetClub247.com. And boy, you'll be on your way to health with your dog, your cat, your horse. So much more for you there. I hope you check it out. I think that's quite amazing. And so we'll move further here to show you somebody who probably needed a little bit more of that product also. But Maria Bartiromo sets her straight, and this is an absolute brilliant takedown. Here we go.
Congressman, great to see you again. Thanks so much for joining me. Your reaction to what you just heard and to this vote?
I actually have a great deal of respect for our Attorney General.
Do you think that there's been a political attack on President Trump since he first entered Washington in 2015?
I think that...
What's the answer?
You know, I have to say this to you.
What's the answer? Has President Trump been attacked politically because he's President Trump? Because he's Trump, has he been attacked politically?
Well,
and it's unfair.
I think there are a lot of political attacks on a lot of people.
No, I'm asking about Donald Trump.
President Trump.
What about Trump?
Well, President Trump does some things that I have had issues with. You know it. The two of us have had interesting spars, but
like
we do it directly with each other.
What specifically?
You know. I think he does some things. I think the way that he sometimes twists the facts.
Right, but
I wish.
But I'm asking about that on him.
He was convicted of 34 counts in a court of 34 counts of
right.
a felony in a due process by a jury of his peers.
Right. What was the crime?
That's
what was
something.
The crime, Congressman?
What was the crime?
Yeah.
The crime was that he lied to people. Mm. He manipulated payments that were being made.
His Do you
peers.
See any similarity to the 51 intelligence officials who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop right before the 2020 election, calling it Russian
well,
disinformation?
Apparently,
the Hunter Biden laptop was real. They signed a letter saying that it was Russian
was
disinformation.
Convicted.
Is that a similar situation to what President Trump was just convicted of?
Hunter Biden was in a court and convicted.
No, that was gun charges. That was a very separate
everybody.
Situation, different situation. I'm talking about the Hunter Biden laptop right before the 2020 election. 51 intelligence officials signed a letter saying it was Russian disinformation. They hid the truth before the election. Is that similar to what Trump was just charged with?
You know, there's an investigation going into that laptop. I don't have the facts. I think you're going to hear a lot more about this laptop in the coming months.
Are you freaking kidding me?
How about that, huh? And as I watch Maria doing this takedown of this sick individual, again, I look at these videos, and it's not crystal clear on your screen probably, but I look at the giant gape right here over the eye. Has anybody ever seen giant these giant like cave that goes inside to the eye, and then all of a sudden you have your eye skin right over the eyeball? What would that appear like to you? That would appear to be, again, what I think might be a mask. I don't know. Just questioning. What do you guys think? Just let us know below the video how you feel about that and what you might think that is. Other folks that are kind of panicking about Trump and him running for election and the debate with Joe Biden would be MSDNC.
I do have to ask, though. I mean, this is all thrown into sharp relief when the two men are on stage debating, right? And it already feels like, you know, the first presidential debate is set for June 27th. It already feels like the bar that is set for Biden to clear is so much more substantially, so much substantially higher than the one Trump has to clear, which is literally, is he alive? Is he standing? Are the words coming out of his mouth? Setting aside what the words actually are. And I wonder if there's any way for Biden to overcome what seems like a structural disadvantage on, you know, in the weeks leading up to what's going to be a pretty important inflection point in this campaign.
Yeah, Alex, I think that's an important question. We don't know the answer yet. The challenge with Trump running against Trump for Biden is that they're not, it's not really a head to head contest in which they're both being judged by the same term.
Oh, they're freaking out. They know the writing's on the wall. President Trump roasts Biden at the Club 47 speech. Check this out.
Hundreds of billions of dollars. Even Europe. Did you see? He flies back and forth and back and forth. He spends a day and then comes back. He falls asleep at every single event. The one beauty was he has a parachute landing. Everybody's watching and he's turned around in the other direction. The new leader of Italy did a great job. She said, turn around, you fool. No, they don't respect our country anymore. But then his wife flew back and forth like it was a taxi cab. It's Air Force One and or Air Force Two. I mean, just back and forth, back and forth. Let's go sit at a trial for a day. Go back, forth. It's really terrible. But
it is terrible. One of the things I noticed as he talks about Biden and how he's not respected anymore, I kind of looked at this video clip, and somebody caught this as he was with Zelensky to meet with leaders. Check this out. As he walks across, he goes to shake hands with the first person. Zelensky gets a handshake. She ignores Biden, doesn't get a handshake. Then this guy gets a handshake for Zelensky. He ignores Biden. Then the next young lady shakes Zelensky's hand. She looks over at Biden. She keeps her hands together and she smiles, but she doesn't shake his hand. And this guy doesn't shake the hand either. No respect. They don't want to touch his hands. It's interesting, huh? Why? What's going on with that? Well, speaking of Zelensky, I think we have something here. Apparently, Germans are now tired of the nonsense about Ukraine, so if you go over to Germany, there's a Rod Stewart concert. And what does he do? Rod Stewart brings Zelensky on the screen and listen to what the crowd does as they show Zelensky.
Never will I love, 'cause I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, we'll be
a lot of boos going on there. Not a lot of cheering. And that whistle in the European section, I think I had another clip of that, would be here. Check this out.
Oh.
boos and a lot of whistles. They're just not buying it anymore. And that whistle there in Europe would mean negativity, not something positive. Booed and hissed. Nice try, Rod Stewart. It's not going to work. People are waking up to this every single day, and that's another part of it that allows us to see who they really are, these freaks of nature, one of them being Biden, as he's been exposed to the public all these years now. We know his nefarious ways. And President Trump was able to have a roundtable in Michigan. And in that roundtable, he brought something up that we thought was very interesting.
So Biden, on the other hand, Biden wrote the devastating 1994 crime bill, talking about super predators. That was Biden. You know, he walks around now talking about the black vote. He's the king of the super predators. And he wrote the 1994 crime bill that you talk about so much. I guess everybody here knows about that, especially if you happen to be black. And he was the one with the super predators. So just please remember that when you think you're going to vote Democrat, because you shouldn't vote Democrat. Biden's inflation.
How about that? He says super predator. That's what they were called. Well, if you go to the Intel board, Q board, it says super predator, bring them to heel, define heel of a dog, follow closely behind its owner. Super predator. Dr. Ben Carson had a chance to talk at TPUSA and explain Trump's surge in popularity in the Bronx and other deep blue parts of urban America. I thought this was very good.
President Trump is not your typical politician. He doesn't run around with his finger in the air saying which way the wind is blowing. And, you know, he's very different. The first time I met him, neither one of us were running for president. I was at Mar-a-Lago, and I was talking to him, and somebody came up to him and said, Rod Stewart is here. Rod Stewart is here. He says, I don't care. Ben Carson's here, and I'm talking to him. But, you know, I think people genuinely know that he cares, you know. I noticed that the workers at Mar-a-Lago, he knows their names. He talks to them. They love him. The same thing at Trump Towers. All the places he actually communicates with people. He's not just using people like typical politicians do. And that's why the people in the Bronx and all these places where they don't expect him to have any traction, they recognize what's going on.
They do recognize what's going on. They also heard on Communist News Network from Senator Tim Cotton. Check this out about the invading of Ukraine when Democrats are president. But what happens when Trump's president?
I think it's important to look at the context of what's happened in Ukraine over the last 10 years. I've noticed that Vladimir Putin only invades Ukraine when Democrats are president. It happened under Barack Obama. It happened under Joe Biden. It didn't happen with Donald Trump. In fact, the weapons that Ukraine used in the early days of this war to fend off the Russian invasion are the weapons that Donald Trump sent, that Barack Obama and Joe Biden have refused to send. One reason why Joe Biden or why Vladimir Putin thought he could get away with going for the jugular in Ukraine is because of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which projected weakness and indecision. It was just a few weeks later that he began to mass troops on Ukraine's border. President Trump has said that he believes and supports Ukraine's survival and strength, but he also thinks that Europe should do more, in fact, should care more, because it is in their backyard. It is on their borders. I think that, too, Europe should be doing more of this. But what we all want is a return to the peace and stability that we had when President Trump was president, not the war and chaos we've seen over the last 4 years.
How about that? One wake-up call after another. You had the TPUSA, you got that group there, you got the Communist News Network folks that watch that show, and so much more. And of course, when President Trump is around, he seems to always do something pretty special, like signing somebody's truck. That's right, there he goes with that 45 hat on, letting them know how he feels about his fans, giving them that signature there. Folks, we're at andweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You can find all that you need, our videos, our social media. Find us on X, on Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and so much more. You will be excited to find out the amazing things are on the site, like all of our videos. You can find our merch there. You can become a fellowship member. You can read all about it there. We've got our AUK partners. You can subscribe to our newsletter. We have, if you sign up, you'll every time we put out a video, you'll receive notification and more on it, maybe special things that might be coming out. You can find us also on the patriotlight.com. That particular website is put together well, and I call it basically the Drudge Report for conservatives. It is absolutely amazing. You can follow our podcast if you want to listen only, and you will see that our partners, say you listened and you said, I can't remember where we were supposed to get that meat from. We'll go to amweknow.com, and we've got down below Parker Pastures, we've got the Hunter's Blend Coffee, EMF Protection, Dr. Shockley, LT Pet Club 247, the Immune Support. They're all down there. You just have to go to our website, and it's got everything you need. I think it's pretty amazing, and you have our contact site also. If you head on over to our shop.amweknow.com, you'll notice that we have our shopping site, sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more. And remember, we've got those new shirts now, the new colors for I'm Voting for a Convicted Felon. And there it is showing up for all to see on our site. You'll have the clothing, hats, bags, totes, accessories, flags, bundles, what's new, sales, activewear, cruise merchandise for those that are going at sea with LT. We've got merchandise for you and so much more. And I think it's amazing what Angie and Jamie are doing to provide all the products that you want to wear so that when you're out and about, folks will walk up to you and say, hey, I happen to watch that show also. And before you know it, you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
To win.
Nobody, you are pretending.
So oh, go why ahead. Do you want Putin to win?
Nobody, you are pretending that it's because we want Putin to win, that trying to tell us that this person is worse than this person is a nonsense. We do not support the war for a ton of reasons, because it's money laundering, because it's killing Christians, and because we don't have to.
I understand. You made it clear. So why do you
it
want
Putin? It doesn't make you pro...
What? Well,
no,
it does.
That doesn't make you pro-Putin. No, it doesn't.
Who do you want to win the war, Ukraine or Russia?
Well, I don't really view this regional issue.
So it's a war
that's going on between Ukraine and Russia as something that I need to involve myself in and be rooting one way or the other. I don't want Zelensky to win. I don't want Putin to win. I do not believe that Zelensky is less corrupt than Putin. But even the New York Times was talking about how corrupt Zelensky was just a couple of years before the war. They were describing him as a corrupt oligarch.
But that wasn't my question.
He's now suspended elections, just to be clear.
Don't be so
I think Zelensky. I believe Zelensky is just as corrupt. I believe
he is
a criminal. I am watching videos of him dragging Christian men with crosses around their neck to their death. Mm. He sickens me. He is the person that is taking billions of dollars away from us. It's magically all being lost. They just don't know where all this money is going to.
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
I find him to be absolutely despicable, and that's
you would
that's
rather you would
question.
Rather Putin
you cannot,
win.
You cannot like the answer, but I'm giving it to you.
No, it's fine. That's your honest opinion. It's fine, but by the absolute process of elimination, that means you want Putin to win. Then,
no, I just don't want to be involved in their conflict. I hope they both lose.
So America would no longer be involved.
I hope it just stops. I hope they both lose.
You hope they both. Well, how do they both lose a war?
Just put down your arms and say the war's over.
That's never going to happen. Big pile of sky.
I'm just telling you, you're not going to make me feel that it's an either or and that I have
and if
to
China invades Taiwan
because he's a war criminal.
And if you'd be happy for Taiwan to go under as well.
So, but you're pretending that if this doesn't happen, then this might happen, which is ridiculous because if you thought America's
I think it's quite logical actually to think that China is watching this thinking, you know what, maybe America's not up for the fight anymore.
They could have probably deduced that from the way that we pulled out of Afghanistan.
I agree with that.
Look at Ukraine.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
The West is weak right now. We're weak because we have men that are acting like women. We have journalists that don't have the strength to call out the truth, and they're calling everything a conspiracy theory. I'm done with the military industrial complex. I don't want to support Ukraine. I don't want to support Israel. I don't want to support any of it. I want to support my family. And the truth is that we lost the minute we turned away from faith and the minute that we turned away from God. That is my belief.
The minute we turned away from God is when we started losing it all. I mentioned this before. We used to have the Bible in our school systems, the government school system. I remember also years ago in our studies when we started homeschooling our children, I found out that we used to have the primer, and our children used to memorize their ABCs in kindergarten, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right, using Bible verses. And I've had folks write to me in DME and stuff and ask where I found these, and you can find them pretty easy. But I used to take those literally. And so I started taking A, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I type it up, make it look real nice, and I put it on the ladder, or excuse me, on the stairwell as they would go up to their rooms. And B, be kind one to another, tenderhearted. C, children, obey your parents to the Lord, for this is right. D, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. E, endure hardship with one another as good soldiers. That's what it says, but I changed soldiers to Marines just for all those Marines out there. F, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, right? And so as they go up, every day I had them read them as they headed up to their room. And I thought it was really good. And if you train up a child in the way they should go when they're old, they do not depart from it. And I've seen some massive changes in lives of my own children as they've gotten older, our oldest being 30. And it's played out in a wonderful way. And I just thank the Lord for that, because we have no idea the decisions they're going to make once they leave home. I just give it up to God. Some of the decisions they're trying to make for us would be this: breaking the U.S. Armed Services Committee's intends to require women to register for selective service as part of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 25. Yes, you heard that right. You heard that right. So watch out for your daughters as this all plays out. You represented racism, abortion, child grooming, Ukraine money laundering, China eating bugs, arming the Taliban, human trafficking. We've woken up to so many things that we weren't aware of. They hid all of this. Open borders, we didn't really pay attention much to the borders till President Trump walked in the door. Inflation, theft, election fraud. Not many folks knew about election fraud. We just thought that these folks that were sitting in the presidential office, the senators and all of the governors, we thought that they just, we brought them in. Nope, they put them there. Plandemics, experimental injection mandates, climate change scams, stock market fraud, normalizing mental illness, and LGBTQRSTLMNOP. Taxation without representation is tyranny. Boy, have we woken up to so much. And of course, they're trying to play out even more the bird flu outbreak at an Australian farm.
There are fears of an egg shortage in Melbourne this morning after a bird flu outbreak at a farm west of the city in Meredith. The farm has been placed in quarantine and 400,000 birds have been euthanized to prevent a wider outbreak. Also, a child in Victoria has become Australia's first confirmed human case of an emerging bird flu strain after returning from India in March.
So start in the easy country, right, where they've already provided the resources needed to do nothing but harm all the folks there. Can imagine what they're going through in that country. More sinister globalist tactics to attack farmers, reduce food production, and bring back more experimental jabs. They're going to try. They're going to push hard to make everyone feel the pain of an entire pandemic played out once again. It's all during the election season for Trump, right? Because the other countries have to join in because they can't afford to have President Trump walk in as he gets rid of income taxes and starts putting tariffs on all the imports coming into the country, right? Nope, can't handle that. The U.S. economy now has 63 banks on the brink of default. $500 billion of paper losses held by banks, declining GDP growth with rising inflation. Over 50% of Americans believe we are in a recession, lowest mortgage demand in over 30 years, a record $17.7 trillion in total household debt. How is this a soft landing? All playing out in our interview yesterday, if you missed it, with Dr. Kirk Elliott. You got to check it out. We went into built-in demand for U.S. currency. It's fading. Saudi Arabia, 50-year petrodollar exit. Precious metals, biblical shift. We're watching many folks, finally, they're making up their mind, and they're reaching out to Dr. Kirk Elliott at andweknow.com/gold, and they're asking questions. They want to know what's going on. Why is it important to hold on to precious metals? Because they keep their value, folks, not paper. And we're learning an awful lot, especially with this Saudi Arabia petrodollar exit. I mean, that was really big deal, 50 years gone. And so he had a discussion about this. Here's a clip from that.
Right. And basically they're saying, we are going to trade oil for U.S. dollars. That is a 50-year agreement that expired on June 9th. So for the last 50 years, so for most of the adult lives or all of the life of your viewers here, LT, it's like this is all that we've known is a petrodollar. Mm-hmm. Where oil is traded for U.S. dollars, giving us built-in demand for our currency. This story here, I think, is the biggest economic news story of our lifetime.
Yes, it is.
It's
and he gets into details about that and why. Encourage you to check out that interview, folks. You don't want to miss it at all. President Trump, again, continuing on at the roundtable, wanted you to hear how he's talking about gender ideology. You know, all of this stuff that's playing out against our youth, I think it's really important.
The radical left-wing gender ideology away from our youth. Gender ideology.
The reaction to that is amazing.
You know, it's an amazing thing. Every time I say that, it gets that kind of an audience. From all groups, from all communities, it's incredible how that continues. Like, I will keep men out of women's sports. People say... That's another thing.
Yep, keep them out of the women's bathrooms for sure. We had recently this video that I caught from Chino Valley. Fire speech from a school board member at the Chino Valley Unified School District against allowing males on girls' sports teams and in women's locker rooms.
Women, these are girls. Until this day, Mr. Bridge, can you answer a question? Are you okay with the 12-year-old seeing the bathroom? Are you okay with the male going on a girl softball team and taking away those opportunities for that girl? So just because you may have not heard it, it does happen here. Do the right thing. I don't think we even point this fact out. Me doing having conversations with people, 6% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women. 90% were athletes in high school. What does that tell you? Perseverance, hard work, how to take a loss. You take that away, you take away everything from a woman being successful. Women's rights, stand up. These are women, these are girls. You know, I heard Riley Gaines say they were waiting for their dads to come into the locker room and save them from them being able to see a man intact dressing in the locker room, and that male taking away their right. And she said she waited and waited and waited for their own fathers to save them until she realized it was not their fathers to save them, it was themselves. Girls, I empower you to walk away. walk away, because when we stop, it stops. We need to tell our daughters that when they get on a field and a boy's there, or they get to go race and a boy's there, if they get on that mark to jump into that pool and the boy's there, you empower those girls to walk away. Because when they walk away, it stops. And that is period dot right there. We have to tell them they are in the inflection point of Title IX. Title IX was meant for their rights, nothing else. We allow people to pervert these things, and then we expect the public, because they're always deceived, to just follow in line. Oh, it's to protect people. It's to protect these people. It's to protect this group. It's to protect.
So why? Why do we still allow our daughters, our granddaughters, to go out on the field and play against a team who has males playing on their team? Why do we continue to allow our daughters to play on a team where males are walking in and they walk into the bathroom or the locker room after the game or after practice and reveal themselves to these girls, our daughters? So walk out. They all say, I've had enough, and all the girls say, I'm done with this, and they all say, I'm not playing. Well, I think that'll wake some people up, because they need these programs to keep the schools running. Stand up. All of this plays out in our daily lives, because we've had issues now. If you try to go to the court systems and get this stopped, well, Biden's been flooding the judicial system with corrupt Democrat hack judges. They protect the criminals, they sentence the innocent, you know, so much more. Like, they make sure that they step in and tell folks that, you know what, it's okay for those guys to go in there to the girls' locker rooms. Girls don't need to worry about a thing. Well, this particular video will show you from Ultra MAGA Party. This one was confirmed in March, this one judge. Her spouse is none other than Deborah Katz, attorney for Christine Blasey Ford. Three Republican senators did not vote against her. Let's take a guess who those were, you know, before I play this video. Mark Wayne Mullen, Jim Risch, and Lindsey Graham. Here we go.
You didn't tell Senator Graham the truth, did you?
Senator, I took an oath to tell the truth, and I have done so faithfully.
This is what you said. The right to work movement is deeply racist. You said that, didn't you?
Senator, I do not have that speech in front of me.
You didn't read them before you turned them over?
I was not speaking about...
Are you saying that you didn't say that?
Senator, I've spoken on a number of occasions about the history...
Are you saying that you didn't say that?
I have turned over all of my notes for my speeches.
I don't think you're telling the truth, Ms. Burnham. Do you remember Mindy Sturgeon?
No, sir, I do not remember.
I'm embarrassed you don't remember her. She was one of the union members. She alleged that she was the victim of sexual discrimination at one of your local unions. This is what she said. One of the executives there asked her, quote, if she enjoyed rough sex and bondage. She said that the chapter president, Mr. Dave Regan, asked her, quote, does the carpet match the drapes?
This is a man who's been chosen to lead and to represent hundreds of thousands of service employees. Dave Regan is accused of pushing a process server down the steps of his Kensington home. Police say the server was injured and had to have medical treatment.
And, quote, what would you do for some jewelry? Mr. Regan told another staffer that the only way she is getting a job is if she sucks my member of the male anatomy. Another employee said in an affidavit that Mr. Regan, quote, went around asking women if he could sniff their panties. She said another executive, quote, grabbed my upper thigh while I was driving. And she wrote you and asked you to investigate. And you said no, didn't you?
Senator, I have dedicated my career
to... You said no, didn't you?
Senator...
You told her that let her own chapter represent or investigate its own misconduct, didn't you?
Senator, I'm going to give you additional time, but I want the witness to be able to fully answer the question.
It was the position of my client, and I was acting as an advocate.
You refused to investigate, though, didn't you?
Senator, I believe that I have faithfully adhered to my obligations as an attorney
for my client.
I don't think Ms. Sturgis would agree with you. In fact, Mr. Reagan, the chapter president, is still the president, isn't he?
I believe.
You don't even know?
Dave Reagan is the president of one of our local unions, of one of SEIU's local unions, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Way to go, Ultra MAGA Party, putting this together. We're watching the sickness play out day by day. The exposure continues to happen. The evil has to be exposed, folks. We have to know what is going on daily. Daily, what they're doing to us in our lives. These Satanists prounce around like this one. All the Satanists clapping for their priestess at the Tony Awards. They really like this criminal known as Killery. That or they got the cameras on them and they're told, you better stand up and give a standing ovation or else you lose your career. Who knows? Let's listen to Killery for a second as she gets her standing ovation.
I've stood on a lot of stages, but this is very special. And I know a little bit about how hard it is to make change. So I'm extremely proud of this original American musical by Shana Taub. Now, two-time Tony winner.
So they bring her out, and then you wonder, well, who are these folks? It's just a reminder that you've got the son of Megan Fox, if you're looking at your screen here, wearing a dress. The son of Gwen Stefani, wearing a dress. I'm not sure if they were all there. I'm just telling you that, you know, this kind of group, they all kind of hang out together. The daughter of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, wearing men clothes. The son of Adele, dressed up like a girl, long hair. The son of Charlize Theron, dressed up with a girl's dress on, and the son of Naomi Watts, dressed up like a girl, with girl hair and the like. It's the stuff that we're having to deal with in this perverted, upside-down world that we're in now. So we need to pray for our country. We need to ensure that God is placed first in our lives, through Christ our Savior. We've seen amazing things play out in the comms and more, and that's what gets us pretty excited here, because on that intel board, the cube board, there are many Bible verses that guide and direct us. As a matter of fact, President Trump put this one out at 10:46. Donald Trump opens up 8-point lead in Arizona. Anons, take note, you have a rival. 10:46 says, Epicenter, full house, they are all here. 24/7, 365, enjoy the show. We don't inform our enemies of the specifics. We instead instill fear in them to make unplanned and disastrous countermoves. And that's what's happening. Countermoves are playing out every single day. We just don't see them, do we? Remember that the stage is set for the drop of HRC, the one that we just saw on the stage here. That stage. The stage is set. 8:54 p.m. drop. We have it all. We are only as strong as your voice. You must organize and be heard. This is why they keep you divided in the dark, weak. We're fighting for you. And the information has to come out, and we have to be careful. We have to be careful who we listen to. We have to be careful not to let our emotions get stirred up by those who claim that they hear from God and can tell you day in and day out what the future holds. There's no such thing. We know that we trust the Word of God and the Word of God alone. And we also pray. We don't know the future. God knows the future. And we live by faith. Not by sight, not by hoping from listening to people that claim to know the future They don't. So Dr. Ben Carson was out. We're going to finish today. And he states something that we all need to hear about, I believe, before we close for today.
Are you concerned about what's going on at the border? You know, think about all these people who are coming into our country. You know, the 8 people from Tajikistan who were just found who had ISIS connections. Those are the ones that we know about. What about the ones that we don't know about? And if the terrorists aren't coming into our country and planning something terrible, then they're not very good terrorists. So, I mean, we have a lot to be concerned about, but we have an ace in the hole. God. We have God on our side. Okay? And, you know, if he was willing to spare Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10 people, we got this. Okay, but we have to do our part. That's the part. We have to do our part.
And so he's willing to spare Sodom and Gomorrah, right, for 10 righteous people. Then he's going to be okay with the United States. We've got probably more than 10 righteous in our country. And so we know from that story in Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 18, when basically we know that Abraham realized they were going to go into Sodom and Gomorrah, it was going to be destroyed. And in Genesis 18, 16 through 33, we basically have played out for many to see this story where Abraham is asking for mercy on Sodom before it's destroyed to try to protect Sodom. So the Lord said, the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom. These men, we believe were angels that partook of food with Abraham. And they said, we're heading into Sodom and Gomorrah, basically. Their sin is very great and it's very grave. And we hear an outcry. And we are going to, I believe that the Christ was also with these men, and they were heading out to Sodom. And Christ did not go with them. It's the appearance of him before the Epiphany, before he actually shows up in the New Testament, right? We don't have to get in that today. Otherwise, I'd have a whole hour to preach here. But they turned away, and they're heading out. They're going to Sodom, and they're going to destroy this place because it is filled with sin. But Abraham still stood before the Lord, and Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked, with the good guys with the bad guys? Suppose there were 50 righteous, those that are right with God, within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous people that were in it? Far be it that you should do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous or kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So the Lord said, if I find Sodom 50 righteous within the city, I will spare all the place for their sakes. Well, Abraham didn't finish there. He went to 45. He said, I won't destroy it for 45. Suppose there's 40. Suppose there's 30. He just kept going down. Most of you know the story. 20. And then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. What about 10? Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way. As soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place, satisfied that hopefully there were 10 righteous in this giant city of Sodom, almost probably the size of New York City, right? And when they got there, Lot, his wife, and 2 daughters were the only ones that got out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We ask for all wisdom to be placed on us as we continue to read your word, your love letter to us, this guiding, this guidebook, this user's manual for our body. We ask that you would give us the discernment to understand right from wrong, lies from truth, and so much more. And also the ability, if you will, Father, to speak to those who need help, to those who say they know who Christ is, but they don't have faith in him. They haven't placed their lives totally into him. We lift those up to you today, that you would help us, help them, help many that are listening now who might not be sure to be reached at this very moment. And we know that you bring the peace beyond all understanding. We ask for protection of those on the front lines, protection of our own families, protection of our fathers as they stand in the gap through this Father's Day weekend, protection of the mothers as they continue to fight for their families, for their children, and so much more. What an amazing battle that we're in, and we know without you we can absolutely do nothing. We ask all this in the name of our Heavenly Father, through Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in once again. We hope you have a great week. We have so many great things to look forward to through the summer and more. Please hit that follow button and the subscribe button, share, and hit that like button if you would. We'd really appreciate that. And we'll continue to move forward. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Heart to heart.